Today, we went in and we voted on Chicago's overtime proposal, which was to ensure that both teams have one possession, and that was voted down. We voted on the unsportsmanlike conduct being a carryover foul. So that means it could carry over to the second half, or it could carry over to overtime, and that passed. We voted on linebackers being able to wear in the 40s because we were out of jersey numbers, and that passed. We also voted on the illegal formation rule that would say that if you are an eligible player with an eligible number and you're going to be declared ineligible, you must line up in the tackle box, and that passed. So those all passed this morning. We tabled Washington's proposal on the one-cut roster reduction to be voted on in May. We voted on Philadelphia's proposal of testing the college players and the idea that if you go to the combine, then you cannot work out at the local workout conducted by the team. That proposal failed. And then we passed two bylaw proposals that were dealing with designated for return from injured reserve, and the fact that you can now do that on Sunday after you've cut to 53 as opposed to Tuesday. We did that to protect the Thursday night teams, and we did the same thing really with our PUP rule. That's players that are physically unable to perform. They're on our roster for 6 weeks. They now have an additional time to practice just for safety purposes. We felt like we needed to do that. Indianapolis's roof proposal that would allow them and others that have retractable roofs to open at halftime passed 32-0. So that is everything that we voted on today. We did not vote on the extra point. That proposal was made by New England. Plaintiff proposal number 14, we did have about a 30 to 40 minute probably discussion on the extra point, and very interesting and lively discussion with a lot of ideas, clearly positive in support of making a change, and I think in the next 30 days you will see the competition committee in conjunction with a lot of coaches develop a couple of alternatives and be ready to put something forward for potentially a vote in May. The alternatives being discussed today were all over the place, but some very consistent. The idea of moving the extra point to the 1.5 as opposed to the 1 yard line, incentivizing people to go for two. I think all teams pretty much said the same thing. It's time to make this play a football play. And the way to make it a football play is, number one, allow the defense to score. So really adopt the college procedure that says that, you know, if you block a kick or if you stop a two-point play and the defense happens to get control of the football, that they can score and score 2 points. I think there was a lot of consensus to the idea of the alternative, that being move the ball to the 1.5 or kick from the 15. You make the choice. 1 point for kicking, and obviously two points for going for two. But it was a very good discussion. I think there are clear sentiment that there's a movement to want to change this year. And the charge, I think, to us as a competition committee was come back with a recommended proposal, do it in the next 30 days, and give everybody a chance to look at it and vote on it in May. So I think that is everything that we covered this morning, and I will turn it to the commissioner. Yes.
Be a penalty?
It would be, yes, because that player had an eligible number. He was lined up outside of the tackle box. He would no longer be allowed to line up outside the tackle box.
One thing, an idea is to make a choice?
Yes. Yes, that, I would say that was a lot of people had a lot of different ideas, but the choice would be if you decide you want to go for two, you ask that the ball be placed at the 1.5 yard line. If you want to go for one, you want to kick the extra point, we'll make the snap the 15.
Rich, was there any discussion of eliminating the kick for a PAT at all and just having to go for a play, and also any discussion of the goalpost being brought in more?
Both. The answer is both. There were a couple coaches that said that they would favor the idea of eliminating the PAT, just line the ball up on the two, and make it a two-point play. And there were plenty of teams that brought up the idea of maybe it's time to narrow the goalposts. Remember, when you narrow the goalposts, you're not just affecting the extra point. Clearly, you're going to affect field goals more than you're going to affect the extra point. You might not even move the needle on the extra point by narrowing it, unless you narrow it and move back. But there was a discussion of narrowing the goalposts.
Rich, so do you expect the competition committee to have a single proposal on the extra point by the May meeting?
Yes. I think that would be the object. We could end up with alternatives, but I think that the object would be to take the coaches' feedback today. We literally recorded every single team's ideas, work them through, understand all the unintended consequences, come up with a proposal, share it with all the teams, share it with the coaches, and then put something forward when we get to May.
Rich, with the ineligible receiver rule, if you do not comply, you say that's a penalty. Is that, what is that, procedure? What is that penalty?
It's a great question. So okay. It's a substitution foul.
Good.
There might be unintended consequences about the punt formations. And also, when the Patriots used it, Shane Vereen, the ineligible player, was technically the tackle, and he was out. How do you define tackle box?
So we actually define tackle box in the I think it's in the rule itself, and so it's defined as the traditional tackle box, tackle to tackle, and so I think we use it. We've done that in the rule book itself, is where we say that, for instance, when you look at intentional grounding, we talk about the traditional tackle box. Same idea in this concept.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Jason, yes.
Can you clarify what you mean by that? Because, I mean, you can change splits and do all sorts of things to widen it. I mean, is there a distance from the center that you're defining the tackle box?
Sure.
What are you saying?
I'll let Dean, who is... Yes.
Let's try to stay out of this one. It's a normal tight split, so you couldn't... Basically, you think about the core of the formation. That's where the player has to be if he's going to report as ineligible with the eligible numbers. So it's your traditional tight split. You couldn't be flexed, so more than 2 yards outside the next interior lineman. So that's how we define it.